Good morning, everybody. It's time for a cup of coffee with
Tom
Thompson. Yay. He likes to say his name slow. I guess it's drama or something. Like, we won't know that we're having breakfast or cup of coffee, I mean, with Thompson. Although, we have a bit of a catastrophe here. Our coffee grinder is kaput. The switch has failed. Dissection reveals it to be a Braun coffee grinder where the shaft of the switch is attached to a plastic leaf spring, which apparently has no more oomph, the ability to make the connection at the bottom of it. So that was kind of cool, tearing that machine apart, huh?
No, I'll guess.
No, wasn't cool? You didn't like that?
It was very cool.
You wanted to know all about it.
Well, guess what, Dad? We're going to talk about electricity and motors.
Okay, because that's what we were just working on an attempt to fix it. I'm not giving up on fixing it yet. I don't believe in throwing stuff away until you can try it, until you've tried to fix it. If you've decided that it's broke and it can't work anymore, then you should give it a try to fix it. You know, be careful. Unplug it. Work safely. Don't have electrical current going through it at the time. You know, make sure it's safe. But what have you got to lose? What have you got to lose? If you're going to throw it in the garbage anyway, you got no reason not to crack it open and at least have a look at it and see how things work. Beware of capacitors. What are you doing?
This is a USA flag. I used a stick as the pole and used a piece of tracing paper as the flag.
It's a white flag.
See, Dad? That's why I did it like this.
Very creative. When did you learn about flags?
Because once I known about the German, you know, like German, American, Irish flags, you know, those kind of flags. And then I started using this creation to make everyone think about flags.
Well, flags are fun to think about. I was really interested in flags when I was a kid. I used to have a really old atlas. And in the atlas, they had like 4 pages that had a flag from every country in the atlas. Because every country has a flag. I mean, there are flags for literally everything. Flags are, you know, it's a way of declaring something.
Yeah, there's about a flag for every city. Even California.
There is a flag for every city, yeah.
California!
The Detroit and Chicago flags are the ones that jump to mind. But I'm sure there's a San Francisco flag. There's flags for cities, counties, states, countries, unions, companies, corporations, sports teams, events, organizations, groups, civics.
Even everything. Outer space?
Even some schools.
Even outer space?
Yeah, I think the outer space flag is just a big black flag with stars on it. You know, it just looks like outer space. I don't know. I'm just making that up.
No, that's not making it up. Really, an outer space flag is about on every planet.
Maybe. I don't know if any extraterrestrial life is bothered with flags or not. I know that heraldry, which is what flags evolved out of, was really important. Every family used to have its own coat of arms in Europe.
Has a flag. Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars.
Really? Who made them? Who made those flags?
Pluto.
Who made those flags?
I don't know about that.
Are there people that live on Mercury and Venus?
Well, some aliens made them.
Aliens made them? Okay. What aliens live on Venus and Mercury?
Well, Mercury has aliens that have 8 arms and the king of them has one more extra arm to make 9.
So they're like spider aliens, like David Bowie?
Yeah.
But those spiders were from Mars. Are there Mars people?
Oh, yes! Yes. So many yes. Well, there's Mars aliens. Even instead of people, they're aliens. The ones on Mars have forearms. Have forearms and four legs. Have four everything. And the king one has 10 arms and 10 legs, Dad. The king aliens one has the king's alien soldiers ones have four arms. And the king one has 10. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
And on Venus.
Why is the number of arms so seem to be so important?
And guess what? On the ones of Venus, well, that's hard to explain. Only the ones of Venus have one arm.
Wait, didn't you say the ones on Venus had 8 arms, or was that Mercury?
Oh, that was Mercury's arms. That was Mercury's aliens' arms.
Why do they need all?
Have 5 arms, and the king one has 9.
So why do they need all those arms? I think I know where this is coming
to make
from.
Flags,
I think to make flags. Alright, I think is that you think all of this because we've been reading The War of the Worlds and those things have crazy tentacles sticking out of their war machines. Is that right?
Yeah, it reminds me of other stuff.
Well, that's awesome.
I didn't know that.
Everybody tune in to Bedtime Stories with Thompson because right now we read the great works of literature and they're the best stories ever, aren't they, Thompson?
Yeah.
Yeah, that didn't sound very convincing, are you not? You like the stories, right?
Yeah.
20,000 Leagues Under the Sea?
Yeah.
What's your favorite one we've read so far?
I think it's all of them. I like all literature. Even ones they don't have, like Kidnap a Canine Yankee and King Arthur's Court.
All right, special shout-outs. We're almost out of time.
To Baba Cole, to Lacey Love, and Brad and Josie, and Grandmother and Godmother, and Lacey and Love, and Brad and Josie are
all right, ELE, everybody. Bye.
ELE, everybody. Bye.